Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Dorm. We're going to be doing Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis and Emir Tzashem Daf Samach as well to help us again to continue to catch up for the days of Pesach that I can't give this shiur online. Now, learning today Lili Nishmas, a longtime member of the shiur, Jay Weinstein. Lili Nishmas' mother, Claire Weinstein, Chaya Bas Yosef. All Nishmas we learn for, she had an aliyah from our learning. So we begin at the Mishnah, the very top of Nun Tes Amud Beis. This Mishnah teaches us about what happens, Rachmana Litzlan, if you have the cases where we had the two Nazirim and we weren't sure about one of them becoming Tameh, the other one was not Tameh, and the Gemara there resolved how they could get around their problem with the two of them together acting. However, here, the Mishnah starts off and says, what happens if Nebuch, one of them, died? Meis Echabahem, we don't know which one died. We don't know whether it was the one who was Tameh or whether the one that wasn't Tameh. And now the person has to continue with his life. He has to get out of his Naziris. He doesn't know, was he the Tameh one or was he not the Tameh one? So Rav Yeshua gives us a suggestion. Amar Rav Yeshua, go and try to find someone else. Yevakish Echad Min Hashuk, find a friend, Sheyidor Kinegdo Bin Nazir, that will help you out by making a Naziris al Tanai. Now, he'll have to go and start the Naziris possibly at one of two times, and it will be with the Tanai as follows. So again, let's make it that Reuven was one of the people that was originally a Nazir, and then either he did become Tummy or his colleague Shimon became Tummy, and now Shimon died. So when we have here Reuven alone now, he's in the middle of his Naziris, but he doesn't know, did he or did he not become Tummy? So what should he do? V'omer, im Tummy ha'yisi, he says to this new friend Levi, and he says, listen, if I in fact was the Tummy Nazir, so then you take upon yourself a Naziris now. Hare ato Nazir miyad. So we're both day one now. I'm Tamei, day one, and you are, in fact, going to be a Nazir from now, day one. But al Tanai, or the Tanai, as follows, that if I was the one that was Nazir, that was Tamei, and you are now taking upon yourself a Naziris B'Tara, and we both solve the problem that way, I will finish off my Naziris B'Tumah. I won't do it after 7 days. I'll have to wait till 30 days, because maybe I'm a Nazir Torah, and I can't do the Taglachas now. But Mimano Shach, after 30 days, I will be able to go I do my taglachas either as a Nazir Tomei or as a Nazir who is Tar. And you will have taken upon yourself, if I was Tomei, and Naziris Betara from right now. Vim Tar Hayisi. However, if I was in fact the Nazir that was Tomei, Reuven says, and therefore I'm really able to conclude my 30-day Naziris right now, so then you're not a Nazir right now. You'll have all the restrictions of a Nazir right now, but you're not a Nazir right now. Hariyata Nazir Achar Shloshim Yom. You'll be a Nazir after 30 days. In other words, you'll begin a second Naziris. You're acting as if you're a Nazir for the first 30 days, but you're not a Nazir. You didn't take upon yourself any Naziris. You're just restricting yourself from becoming Tameh, taking a haircut, and from drinking wine. But your Naziris, your voluntary Naziris, will start actually 30 days from now. Hariyata Nazir Achar Shloshim Yom. Then, what do? They each count the first 30 days. They're each functioning as a Nazir in terms of the restrictions. The Sofrim Shloshim, they count 30 days, and at the end of this 30-day period of time, Omevin Korban Tuma, the Korban Tahara. Now they bring both the Korban Tuma and the Korban Tahara, and this is what they say. For Omer, Reuven says, Imani hu hatame, Reuven says, if I in fact was the Tomei Nazir, I went to have the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, I went to the Mikvah, I became Tar, and I could have done technically my taglachas tuma at that point in time, but I had to wait 30 days. So therefore, if I in fact was the Tomei Nazir, so the korbanos tumas nazir that we're bringing right now, the two bird offerings and the asham, korban tuma shali, the korban tara shalcha. Now, he can't bring all the korbanos of tuma, because you can only do that if you're a definitive. But the chatas, we had already brought down the bird offering that's the chatas, that is allowed to be brought al safek. There's a question amongst the poskim, could he bring the Ola bird offering? So while he may not be required to, there are certainly poskim say that's not a problem for him to bring the Ola with a Tanai, that if I'm obligated in, I'm bringing it as my obligatory Korban Ola bird offering. If I'm not obligated in, I'm giving it as a voluntary donation, which you're allowed to do. And with the Asham, we'll see later on in the Gemara, there are opinions that say he could bring the Asham as well, because he could say if the Asham is in fact needed, so then I'm bringing it. If it's not needed, it has the same exact service as a shlomim, and therefore I'm bringing it as a shlomim against al-Tanai. So that's what he says. If I was in fact the one that was Tamei, these korbanos tuma, either all or part of them that I'm bringing, are my korbanos. I can do the taglachas on them, and therefore I'm okay. The korban tara shalcha. And then the korban tara that we're bringing right now is your Karban Tara. That's an Ola, a Shlomim, and a Chatas. Now, you can't bring the Chatas because that's an animal offering and it can't be brought al Sofek, but you can bring the Ola and have, again, the understanding that if it was obligatory, so then we're bringing it as the obligatory offering as an Ola. And if it's not obligatory, so then we're bringing it as a voluntary donation. If I, in fact, was Tamei, so then this Ola is your obligatory Ola. And if I, in fact, was Tahar, so then I'm bringing it as my obligatory Ola. And the Shlomim and the Chatas, we don't bring. But this allows you to do the Taglachas. So in this situation, after 30 days, we bring both the Karban Tumah and the Karban Tahara, or at least part of each of them, and each of them can do a taglachas, and everything is set and good. And if, in fact, I was the one that was tar, im ani hu atar, if Reuven was the one that was tar, so then the Karban Tahara shali, that Karban Tahara that we brought, the Ola that we brought after 30 days, was my Karban Ola, the Karban Tumah besafik, and the Karban Tumah, well, we only brought either the bird offering and or the Ola, and possibly, according to some, even the Asham, but that's allowed to be brought. The Karban Chatas that we brought, the bird offering, is allowed to be brought al Sofek, and therefore no harm was done. So therefore, that is the Eitzah. That is what Rabbi Yeshua says you should do. That's after the first 30 days. Then they each have to go and take upon themselves an additional 30 days with all the Nazirus restrictions. They sell from Shloshim Yom, and now on the Vien Karban Tara, they now bring just one Karban Tara, because if Reuven, in fact, was the Tommy one, so he took care of his Tumah Taglachas, and there's no reason that Levi, the friend that's being brought over here, he's not Tommy, so there's no reason to bring another Karban Tumah. So therefore, they count the 30 days, and they only bring one joint Karban Tara, and here they'll bring everything. Bomer, and they say, Im ani ha-tomei, if Reuven says, I was actually the original Tommy one, so then the Karban Tumah that we had brought at the end of the first 30 days, that bird offering, the Chatas at least, that can be brought al Sofek. So in that situation, that was really my Karban Chatas, my bird offering, and that, at a minimum, satisfied what I needed to do as bringing Karbanos for Nazir, who is Tomei. Possibly he also brought the Ola bird offering. As we said, that could be brought as a voluntary donation as well. And even according to, as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, he could have brought the Asham and had it as a Tanai, that if it's not an Asham, it's really a Shlomen. In any event, that's what he says. If I, in fact, was Tomei, so then the previous Karban Tumah that we brought was mine, Karban Tumah Shali, the Karban Tara Shlcha, and then you really had your first 30-day Naziris, your only 30-day Naziris, and the Ola that we brought was your Ola, and technically you were done with your Naziris, albeit you still owe these other two Karbanos, which we're now going to bring right now. But in any event, he says, if that was a scenario, that I was the Tomei, and that Karban Tumah that we brought was mine, and you were the Tar one, and the Karban of the Naziris, the Ola that we brought, the animal Ola, that was yours. So then, Karban Tumah Shaliva Karban Tara Shalchat. So now, this carbon that we're bringing jointly now, day 60, is that Karban Tara C? This is my carbon that we're bringing right now, which will be the Chatas and the Shlomim. So in this situation, they're mine. But in fact, I was originally the Torah one, and then the Ola that we brought at the end of the first 30 days was really mine. The animal offering Ola was really mine. Then the Karban Tara Shali, so that was my Karban Tara, the Karban Tumah B'Safek, and then the Karban Tumah that we brought, the Chatas Ha'ov, so that was brought al-Safek, really was for nobody, but it was allowed to be brought. And now, the Karban that we're bringing right now, B'Zeo Karban Tara Ascha, and this Karban that we're bringing now is your Karban Tara. The Ola that we're bringing now is for your Naziris. This second 30-day period of time was your acceptance upon yourself, this Naziris B'Tanai, and then we're also able to bring the other Karbanos as well now, the Shlomim and the Chatas and Mibarashot. They're either yours for this 30-day period of time, or they're still mine from the first 30-day period of time, and I'm just bringing them 30 days late, which is allowed. That is Rabbi Yeshua's suggestion. That is what this Nazir Reuven, who is the one of the two that survived, so he has to go and get himself a friend from the Shuk who will help him out in this fashion that we just described. Amalo Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma tells him, wait a second, who's going to find somebody like that? Umisho Melo, who's going to listen to him? Shehidar Kinegdo Benazir. It's a big favor you're asking somebody to do, and it's less than likely that you'll find somebody to do that. So therefore, I have a much better suggestion where the person doesn't rely. This Reuven, who is the one of the two Nazirim who was surviving from the original Naziris, he maybe was tame, maybe he's not. He can handle all of this himself and doesn't have to rely upon bringing in a levy, a friend from the shuk, because he could do the following. Ella, what should he do? Maybe chatos of the olas behema. After the end of the first 30-day period of time, again, maybe he was tame, so he definitely had the hazor on shlishi and shvi, went to the mikvah on day 7, and now is definitely tor from his tumas meis. So he then starts counting the 30 days of his naziris, and if he in fact was tahar, big deal that he had waited 7 days and had undergone a process that there's no isurim involved in having the sprinkle of the mechatas put upon you on day 3 and day 7. If he wasn't really tamei meis, big deal. If he was tamei meis, he's no longer tamei meis. So now he goes all the restrictions of the nazir for the next 30 days, and ella now maybe chatas of the olas behema. What does he do? This is just one guy. This is just Reuven. He brings a chata sa'of, which is a bird offering, which is allowed to be brought out suffic, as we said. And he brings a olas behema, which will be his obligation carbon if he was, in fact, a nazir who's going through his taglachas tahara. And what does he do? V'omer, he says, im tamei ha'yisi, if in fact I was tameh, I became tar, and I then had 30 days, so ha'chatos mechobasi, this bird offering chatas is my taglachas tumah, bird offering, and the ola nadava, and this animal that I'm bringing is an ola, that's a voluntary ola. Again, the mafarshim bring down, if he wishes to, some say he could bring the bird offering that's the ola, because he could give that with the same tanai. If it was obligatory, I'm bringing it as my obligatory korban. If it is in fact not obligatory, I wasn't tummy, said I'm bringing it as a voluntary ola. And as we'll see, there's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that he could even bring the asham in that situation as well, and have it be a shlomim, if it's not needed as an asham. But again, that would only be according to Rabbi Shimon, as we'll see in the Gemara. But he says, that's only if I was tamei. So then, the chatas is the bird offering, is my obligatory bird offering for my taglachas tuma, and the ola that I brought is a voluntary ola. That behema ola is a voluntary behema. However, if in fact I wasn't tamei, the imtari yisi, so then, ha'ola mechavasi, the animal ola, is an obligatory finishing off my tahara naziris, and I fulfill my obligation in that way. V'achatos misafik, and the chatos bird offering that I brought, that is brought al safik. It wasn't necessary because that wasn't tummy, but it's allowed to be brought. It's not allowed to be eaten, but it's allowed to be brought. That's after the end of the first 30 days. Now, v'sofer shloshim yom umevi karban tahara. Then he counts another 30 days with all the naziris restrictions, and he definitely is not tummy now. So he says, v'omer, im tamei yisi, if in fact I was originally tamei, so then that ha'ola, the animal ola that I brought, harishona nedava, that was just a voluntary donation. And now I'm going to bring all of the karbonos now, I'm going to bring my ola, my chatos, and my shlamim, v'zu chova. They will be obligatory obligations for concluding my nazirus b'tahara. V'im tar yisi, if I originally was tar, and therefore, that ola that I brought is not a nedava. That first ola that I brought was my animal ola for completing my naziris bitahara. So then the ola rishona was a chova, the zu nedava. And now I'm bringing another ola, but this ola is going to be a nedava. And he's now able to bring, at this point in time, the zu shar korbani. He brings the chatos animal, as well as the shami nazir, the shlomim of the nazir, because mimarushach, if he was due for them for the first time, so he's bringing them late, but he's bringing them now. And if he was due from the second 30-day period of time, so now he's bringing all of his korbanos. So that is the suggestion that Ben Zoma gave, that the person doesn't have to go get a val, the levi, a friend from the shuk, because who's going to want to do that? Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua says, that's a little bit problematic, Ben Zoma. He says, nim tzazeh mevi korbanosov lechatzayim. He says, this way, according to you, the person is bringing his korbanos in two parts. He's bringing his ola, if he was originally a nazir tar, after his first 30 days, and he's bringing his chatos and his shlamim, animals, after the second 30-day period of time, and that's somewhat problematic. Everybody points out over here, what's the problem? There is no halachic problem over here, and as we'll see in the Gemara will explain that Rav Yeshua was just trying to be mechadi the Talmidim, because this idea that he's bringing it lechatzayim has no halachic problem with it. However, bottom line is, Abohodu lo chachamim leben Zoma. The chachamim, and we'll see, even Rabbi Yeshua said that Ben Zoma's suggestion is the best suggestion, and that doesn't have to rely upon somebody from the shuk coming out to do him a big favor. And the Gemara starts and says, well, I see. What's the big deal if he brings him the ola that was obligatory on day 30, and then he waits another 30 days, if he really was obligatory the first time, to bring his chatas and shlamim animals to finish off his nazira b'tara korbanos?
What's the problem?
Why did Rabbi Yeshua say that he's bringing him, says that maybe Korbanos of L'chatzorim? Big deal. What's the problem? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Amar Rabbi Yeshua, El L'chadid Bo Esa Talmidim. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that even Rabbi Yeshua knew that Ben Zoma's suggestion was really the right suggestion, Min L'chadchila. And the only reason Rabbi Yeshua mentioned his suggestion about bringing in a friend was to see if the Talmidim would come up with Ben Zoma's answer. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, only he said it, El L'chadid Bo Esa Talmidim, to go and sharpen their minds, that they would go and figure out Ben Zoma's solution on their own, and say that the scenario that Rabbi Yeshua had presented was technically going to work, however, it'd be hard to find somebody that would be willing to do so. Rav Nachman adds, and he says, "My li avid le Rabbi Yeshua l'dake de lo lisro." Rabbi Nachman points out an additional problem. Rav Nachman says that according to Rabbi Yeshua's recommendation, you're going to have two people having to go and do their taglachas upon the korbanos, and therefore it's going to take a long time for the taglachas to be done. Two people have to go and shave their head. Meanwhile, the korban has already been brought. It has been shechted, the applications have been done, and we're waiting now to go and do the tenufa, the waving of the sacrificial fats. So these emurim have to be waved, but you're only allowed to do the waving after you do the double taglachas. And during this period of time, it takes to do the double taglachas, it's possible that these sacrificial fats will spoil. Maybe it's possible, it's talking about the summer, it's very hot, and the dakim, the sacrificial fats, the intestines, they're going to spoil. The Mefarshim here point out that those were the most especially likely to spoil. The dakim, the meayim, the intestinal fat, was very likely to spoil. In any event, this is a potential problem that Rav Nachman brings down with Rav Yeshua's shita as well. Bottom line, everybody, including Rav Yeshua, agrees that the best eitzah is to follow along as Ben Zoma had recommended. We go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Nazir shahaya tomei besofek, umuchlat besofek. This is the Mishnah that we had a few days ago. We had the case of one Nazir. He's a regular Nazir, only one. And it's a question, did he become Tomei Tumas Meis? That's Tomei Besafek. And as well, there's a question, did he become a Metzora Muchlat? And that's also unclear. So he's a Muchlat Besafek. So this poor Nazir, as we had explained previously, is going to have to go through four cycles of bringing Korbanos and Naziris for 30 days because of this question that he has to get around. Maybe I'm Tomei, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm a Metzora, maybe I'm not. So again, this is all chazara for us. Nazir shaya tamei besafek umuchla besafek. This nazir has now become into a safek situation of whether he came into contact with tumas meis that would require taglachas and the bringing of the nazir tamei korbanos. And as well, there's a question whether he was in a mitzora muchla, and that has to undergo the mitzora tahara process, which includes the Tzipori Mitzorah, which we haven't discussed in detail till now, and that is that two offerings are brought that are not korbanos. One is killed, the blood is mixed with water, Mayim Chayim, and there's sprinkling that's done with an Ezo, and the other bird is let go free. And that's done at the start of the Yemei Sifro. He does a taglachas at that point in time as well, a full body taglachas. He then has a 7-day, what we call Yemei Sifro, of a tahara process. And then he has to undergo another taglachas and brings his korbanos at the conclusion of that 7-day period of time, what we call the Yemei Sifro. So there's two taglachas that he has to do to get out of his mitzora status. If he was tamei, he has to do a taglachas after being tamei, and then he has to do a taglachas at the conclusion of his naziris betara when he's no longer tamei tumas meis and when he's no longer mitzora. So this was the four periods of time that we had talked about previously, and as we had said then, we won't go through all the details right now. Ocho bekotchim achar shishim yom. He's only allowed to be kotchim after he's no longer mechusa kipurim from his mitzora status. So normally you do the taglachas 7 days apart, but here he might be a nazir, and he might not have been a mitzvah, so he's not allowed to do taglachas. So he has to wait each time as if he was a nazir b'tahara, and then he can do a taglachas. So he has to wait 30 days, and then another 30 days. He brings his korbanos, and after 60 days, when he's no longer mechusa kippurim, he can now eat kachim. Now, he technically can't eat kachim because he might be tamei. So it just means that he would have the right, at least in theory, to eat kachim at that period in time. If, in fact, he had also had the hazah of the mechatas on shlishi and shvi, and went to the mikveh, and underwent the tahara process for tumas meis, so then he technically could eat kachim at the conclusion of those two 30-day periods of time. In any event, that's what the Mishnah tells us. However, all the restrictions in Naziris still will apply for another two Naziris periods of time, because let's say he was, the worst case scenario, he was a Mitzora Mukhlat, so that took 60 days to get rid of that Mitzora status. Let's say he was really Tomei Tumas Mei, so then he needs another 30 days to get rid of the Nazir Tumas status, and then only another 30 days to fulfill his obligation as a Nazir Tar. So he'll only be able to drink wine, Vishosa Yain, or Mimetam Lemesim at the conclusion, Achai Meya V'esim Yom, after 4 30-day Naziris periods of time. Again, we had all this previously, I won't go through it again right now. But here the Mishnah adds on, and it tells us, Shetiglachas Hanega Doche Tiglachas HaNazir, that the Taglachas, that the Mitzora is required to do, that pushes aside, he has to do that first before he can do his Taglachas of a Nazir. A Mitzora cannot do the Taglachas of a Nazir. He first has to remove his Mitzora status, and only then can he do his Taglachas as a Nazir. But the Mishnah tells us this is only true Bisman Shu Vadai. If he's a Vadai Nazir and a Vadai Mitzora, so then the Mitzora, his Taglachas, pushes aside the normal prohibition that a Nazir has in terms of taking any haircuts. So that's only if he's a Vadai Mitzora Mukhlat, Bismanshu Vadai. However, Abu Zmanshu Sofek is in our case, Enodocha. He can't just do his Taglachas Sofek of a Mukhlat, but he has to go and wait until his Naziris is done. That's why he has to do the full 30 days of Naziris. And in this situation, his Naziris possibly is done. If he wasn't a Mitzora, so then this was Naziris, and he finished it. If, in fact, he was a Mitzora, so then now that Taglachas pushes aside his Naziris. So that's our Mishnah. We turn to Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts off and says, Tana, Bamedzvar Mamurim, what are we talking about? That it takes 4 30-day periods of Naziris, 120 days, for this person to get around the Tomei Sofek status, the Mukhlat Sofek status. So that's what we said, the Naziris Muetis. That's what we said if it was only a Stam Naziris of 30 days. But, for example, Avol B'Naziris Bashanah, we had this previously as well, if the person had taken upon himself 1 year, so then we just multiply everything by four. So then, Ocha B'Kachim Li'achar Shtei Shanim, they have to do 4 1-year periods of time, and the same things apply. After two of those Naziris periods of time, he would be finished with his Sofek Mitzora status and be allowed to eat kachin, but it's going to take 2 years, not 2 30-day periods of time, because the Stam Naziris wasn't 30 days, it was 1 year. So, Ocha B'Kachim L'Yachash Dei Shanim, and then Vishosa Yayin Matam L'Mesim, only after the full 4 Naziris periods, therefore 4 years, L'Achar Arba Shanim are done. Again, it just parallels, whether it's 30 days or whether it's 1 year, it's going to be 4 of these periods of time that he's going to have to go and follow. Now we have another brisa. B'toni Allah, we had another brisa on this that taught us, Umagaleach Arba Taglochios. He's going to have to go and shave 4 times at the end of each of the 30-day periods of time in the first scenario, at the end of each of the 1 year periods of time in the second scenario. Now, how does he actually do these 4 taglachasin? So, the taglachas we shown in the first one he does, let's keep it simple, after the 30-day period of time, let's just work within 30 days. So, after the first 30-day period of time, he's going to bring maybe tziporim. Now, these are not bird offerings. Don't get confused with the ola and the chatas offering. These are the bird offerings that a mitzora has to bring. He does not bring them in the Beis HaMikdash. They are not korbanos. And he does a shkita on one of the birds, and they collect that blood, and they have mayim chayim, and they're mixed together. The other bird is eventually let go free. It is not a korban, and it is not killed. So he then takes the blood mixed in with the mayim chayim, and he takes an ezov, an eitz erez, a piece of cedar wood, the ezov, ushni solas, and a red crimson thread. You dip it into this mixture of the mayim chayim and the blood of the bird that was shechted, and you sprinkle it upon the mitzora 7 times. And that is the beginning process of the mitzora becoming tahar. And this is done at the conclusion when his lesion has gone away and he's declared no longer mukhlat by the kohen. So the kohen has to do this process, and then he can start the 7 days of what we call Yemei Sifro. So at this point in time, he does his taglachas rishona. He does the full body shave that a mitzora has to do at the start of his Yemei Sifro. And at the same time, maybe he wasn't a mitzora. He waited the 30 days in case he wasn't a mitzora. This is either going to be now his 30 days of being a Nazir who was Tomei, who's bringing his korbanos of Naziris Betumo, or in fact he wasn't Tomei either, and he's now bringing his Karbanos as a regular Nasir who's finished his Naziris. So therefore, at this point in time, he did a taglachas, a whole body taglachas, that would satisfy his mitzora obligation, his first taglachas of mitzora, but it would also satisfy his obligation in case he was a Nazir Tamei, and it would also satisfy his obligation in case he was a Nazir Tar. And he brings the Karbanos for them as well. He brings the Chato Sa'ov. This would be in case he was, in fact, a Nazir Tamei. He wasn't the Metzora. He was just a Nazir Tamei. So this Chato Sa'ov that he brings is allowed to be brought al Sofek, and it's not allowed to be eaten, but that will satisfy his Karbanos that he did a Taglachas for in case he was a Nazir Tamei. And he also brings the Olas Behema. And this Olas Behema is brought again with the Tanai. If, in fact, he was not a Nazir Tamei, he was not a Mitzora Mukhla, so then this 30-day period of time was actually his completion of his Naziris Betara. And therefore, he brings the Olas Behema to be allowed to do the Taglachas. He now brought one of his Korbanos. And if, in fact, he wasn't a Nazir Tar, he either was Tamei or he was a Mitzora, so then this is an Olas Behema that is a voluntary Nedava. So that's after the first 30 days. After the second 30 days, he can't do it after 7 days because maybe he's a Nazir Tahar and he's not allowed to do a Taglachas. So he has to wait another 30 days and Mimarim Shach. If this was his Yemei Sifro, so he just delayed doing his Yemei Sifro, the minimum is 7 days, but you can do it for a longer period of time. If he, in fact, is a Nazir Tahar, so then he's completed his Naziris B'Tahara, and the first 30 days was Naziris B'Tameh, and this is his Naziris B'Tahara. So at the end of the second 30-day period of time, the Gemara continues and says, Shniyah, at the end of this period of time, maybe Chatos Ov, he brings a Chatos Ov. Now this is not for his Naziris Betumah, because that he already did if he was a Nazir Betumah, and he wasn't a Metzora Mukhlat. And if he was a Metzora Mukhlat, so then he can't yet bring his Nazir Tumah Korbanos, because he hasn't yet completed his Metzora. And if he wasn't Metzora, he already did complete the Nazir Tumah. So this Chatos Ov is for his Metzora obligations. One of the things that a Metzora has to bring at the conclusion of his 7 days of Yemei Sifro is a Chatos. Now that Chatos is not a bird offering. That Chatos is in fact an animal offering. So how is he able to bring a Chatos over here? So it's interesting. We mentioned previously, we'll say it again now, that a Metzora who's poor is allowed to bring a bird Chatos rather than an animal Chatos. So what the person has to do is actually make all of his property Hefger. He technically now is poor, and he's allowed to go bring a Chatos Ov instead of a Chatos Behema to conclude his Mitzora obligations. And therefore, with the bringing of the Chatos Ov, he's finishing off, if he was a Mitzora Mukhlat, after the second 30-day period of time, he's now accomplished bringing the Korbanos for Mitzora, at least the Chatos component. He also has to bring the Oles Behema, because maybe, in fact, he is finishing off his Naziris Betara, because maybe the first one wasn't the Metzora, but the first one was his Taglachas Tumma for his Naziris Betumma, and now he's actually concluding with the second 30 days his Naziris Betara. So he has to bring an Olas Behema, and he brings this Al Sinai. If this is my Naziris Tahara, so then I'm bringing an Ola as part of the three Korbanos that I have to bring, and I'm bringing one of them now so I can do the Taglachas and no problem. If in fact it isn't my Naziris Betara, so I'm bringing a voluntary Korban Ola, which you're allowed to do. So therefore, that's what he does. Shnei mevi chatos ha'ov, the olas behema. After the third 30-day period of time, shlishis, now he does the same thing again. Mevi chatos ha'ov, olas behema. Here, the chatos ha'ov is maybe he was a mitzora mukhla the first two times, and now he's also a nazir who was tamei. So now, this chatos ha'ov is for the conclusion of his naziris bituma obligations. He had to wait 30 days because he couldn't do it sooner. He had the Hazor Shlishi Shvi. He's tahar from being a Sofek Tomei Nazir, but he has to bring his Korbanos only at the conclusion of the 30-day period of time because maybe he wasn't Tomei and he couldn't have done it sooner. So he brings here a Chatos Ov, again, can be brought al Sofek, and in this situation, if in fact he was a Nazir who was Tomei, so this fulfills that obligation. Again, the Mepharshim say, if he wishes to, he could also bring the Olas Ov, and according to Rabbi Shimon, he could even bring the Oshim as well, because it could count as a voluntary Shlomim if he's not obligated. And he has to bring the Olas Behema, again, Mimanoshach. If in fact, he was a Nazir Tomei, but not a Metzora, so then after the first 30-day period of time, that Taglachas and the bird offering of the Chatos that he brought was, in fact, to fulfill his Naziris Betumah, and now he's bringing, in fact, an Olas Behema to complete his Naziris Bitara. So that's why after the third 30-day period of time, he brings a Chatas Ov in case he was a Nazir Tameh, and he brings Olas Meimer in case he was originally a Nazir Bitumah after the first 30 days, or he never was a Nazir Tameh, and now he's just bringing his Olas Behema for fulfillment of his Naziris obligations. And if he isn't a Nazir who's now finishing his Tahara, he's bringing it as a voluntary carbon. And finally, after the fourth 30-day period of time, Revius now may be carbon Tahara. He definitely has taken care of his Metzorah obligations if he was a Metzorah Mukhla. He's definitely taken care of his Sofek Naziris Betumah obligations if in fact he was a Nazir who was Tameh. So now he can go and bring all of his Karbanos. He brings the Ola with the condition that if I already brought the Ola, this is a voluntary Ola, and he brings his Shlomim and his Chatas animal offerings, the Shalmei Nazir, and the Chatas, he goes and brings them as a Vadai, because if I had already completed my Naziris Matara in any one of the first three cuttings, so now I'm finally bringing those extra Kabanos. I was Yotze with the Ola that I brought then, but now I'm bringing later on the other obligations. And if the fourth time was it, so now he's bringing them all on time. That's the Brisa. That's the Tani Allah that we learned. Now, we're going to dissect that a little bit more. I did most of it outside, but now we're going to see it inside. Amis, Taglachas, Risho, Mevi, V'chule. We said that after the first 30-day period of time, he has to bring certain Kabanos. And we say, Mimonoshach, Shaper, Kamaisi. Whichever way you look at it, he did okay. And now we're going to go through that. Because the E, if in fact, Vadai Mitzorahu, if in fact he was a Vadai Mitzorah, the Lav Tomehu, but he wasn't Tomeh. So then he's just a Mitzorah Mukhla, and he's a Tar Nazir. So then the Tziporim that he brought were Chavaso for his Mitzorah status. No problem. Those two birds, not that they're Korbanos, the one bird that is Shechted, mixed in with the Mayim Chaim, you take the Eitz Erez, Ezov, Ushti, Solos, and you put them all together, and you do the seven sprinklings, so then he's fulfilled his first obligation as a Mitzorah to become Tahar, and he'll do a Taglachas on that. And the Vechatas Ov that he brought, because maybe he was an Ozer Tameh, so that is Sofek, and it's allowed to be brought. Ozer Lekvura, you don't eat it, as we pointed out, it's allowed to be brought, but you don't eat it, because we're not sure of his status at that point in time. If he was, in fact, a Metzorah, so then it's nothing, and you're allowed to bring it, but you have to let it go to burial. If, in fact, he wasn't a Metzorah, so then you're bringing it, because maybe he was an Ozer Tameh, so you brought it, okay, but you can't eat it, because it's Al Sofek. And the Ola that he brings, Havi Nadava, as we said, the Ola, the animal Ola that he brings, that is a Nadava. If, in fact, he wasn't a Mitzorah, and in fact, he wasn't Tameh, so that 30-day period of time was his Naziris Matara, and he brought his Ola. And if, in fact, he was either a Mitzorah, or he was a Nazir Tameh, so then he's not obligated to bring, at that point in time, his Naziris Matara Kabbalah, because he's not yet a Nazir who's completing his Naziris Matara, so then the Ola is just a voluntary offering. And then he does his Taglachas, Ulegalcho, and we have the word Soch, but it should be on the side. It says Besof, Shiva, Yevsha. Now he would do his second Taglachas to complete the Yemei Sifro for his Tzoraz, but he can't do it then because maybe he's a Nazir. He's not really a Mukhlet, and he's not allowed to do that second Taglachas because the Duma, Lav Mukhletu, he wasn't really a Mitzorah. Birachmon Omar, Silo Yavaro Roshu, Ad Malos. He's only allowed to have a haircut at the conclusion of his 30-day Naziris period of time. So therefore, he's not allowed to do this Taglachas when, in case he wasn't a Mitzorah, he's allowed to do the Taglachas until he finished off his 30-day period of time of his Naziris. Gemara continues and says, V'lav Mitzorah Vadai Havi, if he wasn't a Mitzorah Vadai, but he was definitely Tameh, so then the Chata Sa'ov that he brought was Chavaso, that is for his Taglachas Tumah sacrifice, no problem. And as we said, if he wanted to, he can bring the Ola Of as well. The Tziporin, the birds that he brought as part of the Mitzorah process, no problem. It's not an Avoda, there's no problem of Chulim Biazora, there's no problem of doing something that you're not allowed to do. So he shechted a bird. No problem. You're allowed to do that. Let a bird go free. You're allowed to do that. He spritzed upon himself seven times the mixture of the water and the blood. No problem. Ziporin Abroi called Miss Avdin. It was done outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a problem with Chulim Biazara. Below Havi Chulim Biazara. And therefore, no problem with that. And the Olas Behema Havi Nadav. In that situation, he wasn't bringing the Ola to complete the Behema to complete his Naziris Tahara. We're saying that he was definitely Tameh. So therefore, that is a Nadav. Finally, let's say he wasn't either. Ilav mitzorahu v'lav tamihu. He was neither mitzorah nor tami. So he was actually a nazir who was doing his taglaches tahara. So then, the tziborin again. Abrai komis abdin, no problem of chulun ba'azara. There was no prohibition against shechting a bird and letting a bird go free, and then doing some spritzings. And as well, the chatas ha'op, we said that's allowed to be brought al sofik. So even though it's not for his naziris bitumah, because he wasn't tame, so it is allowed to be brought. The Kohanim don't eat it, so it goes l'kvura. And finally, then the olas behema that he brought, that was havi chavasu. That is completing his naziris tahara, a korban, and he does the kalachas on that. Ayin Gemara says, we'd already talked about this a little bit. The Gemara says, "Vaha boy asham." As part of the concluding karbanos, after your nazir tameh, you bring, we said, the bird offering, the ola bird offering, chatas, and also a behema that's an asham. So what about that? He doesn't bring that. Vaha boy asham. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, according to Rabbi Shimon, he can." Rabbi Shimon, he d'amar ma'isu masne. Rabbi Shimon, who says we're not concerned about shortening the period of time of a carbon that it can be eaten, so he says, we can make it tonight over here. If he was supposed to bring the asham because he was a nazir tame, and that's what the kabbana supports, so this is the asham that a nazir tame brings. And if he wasn't, so then the exact same blood applications are for a shlamim as they are for an asham. It's shnayim sheinarba, two applications on opposite corners where there's a yisod. And those two are really four because it goes on two corners each time. So therefore, that application of blood, the shechting of the animal, is no different than you do with it tonight. If this is the Oshim, it's an Oshim. If it's a Shlom, it's a Shlom. Why don't the Chacham say to do this? The Chacham are concerned that an Oshim is only allowed to be eaten by the Pirchei Kahuna for that day and the following night. Can't be eaten the next day. Whereas the shlamim is allowed to be eaten by the day that it's shechted, that following night, and the following day as well. Plus, it's allowed to be eaten by the balam. So there's less chance with an shlamim that it will go to waste. There will be parts of the carbon that aren't eaten, and you'll have no sir. Whereas if this is really a shlamim, but we treat it with the stringencies of an asham, it's going to lead to the carbon not being used up properly. And therefore, the rabbis were against this, and therefore, that's why the rabbis don't say bring the asham. Rabbi Shimon says, no problem, you can bring the asham. Now we go and continue discussing the braisa that we brought down at the top of the Amud. We said taglachas shni or shlishis, both the second and the third taglachas that you do, you don't have to bring any bird offerings because if you were a mitzorah, you already did that. So the tziporin for the tzoras, you don't have to go and bring. That's certainly not necessary. So because the whole of it, you'd already brought that. So ma'iko, what's left at this point? Dilma vaday muchlehu. This is really possibly the concluding part of the mitzorah. This is the end of Yemei Sifra, which we said you couldn't do it the 7 days, but it's not a problem. You do it after 30 days if it's number two. So there you have no problem. My ika, Dilma Vade Muchlehu. Maybe in fact you are a Vade Muchlehu, and therefore in number two, you're bringing Chodo L'Sofek Sifro. Maybe this is your concluding mitzorah sacrifices if you were in fact were mitzorah muchlot, or maybe it's not. And then, no problem, it's brought al sofik, it's just not eaten. And the same thing with number three. If this was in fact a sofik of naziris betumah, so if it was in fact a chatas that you're bringing a bird offering for the naziris betumah, great. And if it's not, so then it's also not eaten, and it's allowed to be brought al sofik. So again, whether the chatas number two or three is brought either for the completion of the mitzorah, again, we had said he's supposed to bring a chatas that's a behema, but he can get rid of all of his funds, he can be mafkir, his property, and therefore bring it as a poor person. It's a chatas for a mitzvah, is allowed to be brought as a bird offering if you're poor. Or if this is the taglachas number three for tumah, so then he's allowed to go and bring it if he's in fact obligated to. If not, it's also brought al sofik. And likewise, chodah l'sofik sifro, the chodah l'sofik tumaso. That's two and three. And the ola that he brings, as again, as we said, if he was obligated in an ola, so he's bringing the ola. If he wasn't obligated in an ola, so it's an adava. And finally, the taglachas revius, the fourth and final taglachas, he finishes off all his karbanos of a nazir tar, maybe karban tara, umaste with the following tonight, and we turn to Samach Omid Bey, and he says as follows. If, in fact, vivade nazir, if this was the time that I am a nazir, so then ola rishona was chova, I already brought the ola, v'zun adava, and the ola that I bring now, I don't have to, I'm bringing it as a voluntary adava. And if, in fact, until now, I was, in fact, tome, vim tome, and I was, in fact, umuchlatu, so then the first three taglachasin were not for my naziris tahara, so then those olas that I brought earlier, after 1, 2, and 3, they were all voluntary. Olah harishona nedava. And v'zuchoveh, this fourth one now, that's my obligatory one. And I'm now bringing the chatas and the shlomim that a nazir has to bring at the conclusion of his Nazir's Betarid period as well. Vizer Shar Kabano, and these are the remainder of my Kabanos. So we, Baruch Hashem, have explained how the person does the four times that he does the Taglachas and what the Kabanos that he brings along with it. Now the Gemara continues and says, what happens if he was Tomei Sofek Umuchlet Vadai? Let's assume the scenario that the Tumah space, that was only a Sofek, but he definitely was a Metzora. In that situation, how long it will take him? It won't take him 120 days. He won't have to do this four times, but in this situation, he takes care of his Muchlet obligations right away. So he does the first taglachas on day one. He does the second taglachas on day eight, no problem, because he's a vaday muchlet, and even if he's a nazir, which he is, he's allowed to do the taglachas of his tzaraas. So he's therefore allowed ocha b'kadoshim liyachas shmona yomim. Now he's no longer mechusuk kippurim. He brings his kabbonis on day eight, and he is no longer a mechusuk kippurim. And he is allowed to go and eat korbanos. He also had to have been mitar himself in the sofek tumah, so he also had hazor and shlishi and shvi, went to the mikvah, so that's on day seven. Harav Shemesh, he's already tarred to go and eat korbanos, and it's only when he's now on day eight, no longer mechusuk kippurim, that he actually can go and eat the korbanos. So ochel b'kotchim liyachash mori yomim, b'shos ayayin mitam lemeisim, that he has to wait till he concludes a period of time as a sofek Tomei Nazir, as well as then a Vadai Nazir Tar. So that's going to be another 60 days. So you add 60 to 8, therefore you get La'achar Shishim V'Shiva Yomim. On day 68, he will be allowed to go and eat it after the 67 days that we just explained. Now, the final possibility is that he wasn't a Metzora, Muchlet was a Sopek, but he was definitely Vadai Tomei. But Tomei Vadai. In this situation, so Ocha B'Kotchim Li'achar Shloshim V'Shiva Yomim. He has to have 7 days to become Tahar. He does his Taglachas Tumah at that point in time because he's Vadai Tomei. But he also was maybe a Mitzora. So that will count for either his being Tomei or for being a Mitzora Muchla. Again, he's a Mitzora al Sofek. So therefore, that will be his first Taglachas or his possibility that he's a Mitzora. It was after 7 days. So in case he wasn't a Mitzora, it would count for getting him out of the Tumah period of time. But he has to now wait 30 days because maybe, in fact, he was a Mitzora and he can't do another Taglachas right now because maybe he wasn't a Mitzora. And in fact, he is a Nazir Tar at this point in time and can't do Taglachas till the end of 30 days. So therefore, he has to wait another 30 days till he does his second Taglachas for the Sofek of Mitzora, and therefore only after that 7 plus 30 days, Ocha B'Kotchim Liachas Shloshim V'Shiva Yomim, because now he'll be no longer Mechusuk Kippurim. He brings now his Kabbonos. He definitely is not Tomei because he had Tazor Shlishi and Shvi, so he's not Tomei, even though he definitely was Tomei, and he's taking care of his possibilities in Mitzora. And then V'Shosayayin Matam LeMeisim Liachas Shivim V'Yarbo Yomim. He has to go now count another 7 days, because he has to have a growth of 7 days before he can do his taglachas tumah. He'll bring a chatos in that situation, which can be brought out sofek, because maybe it was a mitzora, and therefore his original taglachas wasn't good for his nazir tomei, but was for a mitzora, and now he does the taglachas of tumah, and now he has to count 30 more days. It'll be another 37 days, so 37 and 37, that gets yamim. His naziris is definitely over, at that point in time. And finally, we come to the third possibility, that he was definitely Tomei, Tomei Vadai, and he definitely was Muchlet, or Muchlet Vadai. So he definitely was Tomei, he definitely was a Mitzora. So then everything is nice and simple. Ocho B'Kotchim L'Yachar Shmoni Yomim. Here, in the Vadai case, it's actually easier, because you definitely take care of the Mitzora right away. So the Mitzora, he does the Taglachas on day one. He waits 7 days, he makes Sifro, and he brings his Kabbonis on day eight. So Ocho B'Kotchim L'Yachar Shmoni Yomim. Now he's a Mechusa Kippurim no longer. He also underwent the Tahara process during that 7 day period of time. That's no problem to do the Tahara process at the same time. So we had Hazor and Shlishi and Shvi, went to the mikvah, and on day 7 he's no longer Tomei Tumas Meis. That you can get rid of at the same time as your Tzaraas. And now he can eat the Kabbonos, actually, because he's Tar, as well as he's no longer Mechusuk Kippurim at this point in time. So he can eat after day 8. And then, Bishos Yayin, Matam Lemeisim, Liacha Arbom, Yabo Yomim. Since he just did a Taglachas, for the Tzaraas, he has to have 7 day growth, so he has to wait 7 days till he does his Taglachas Tumah, so that's 7 plus 7 is 14, and now he'll have 30 days, Liachar Arbor and Liabor Yamim. He does the 30 days of his Naziris, so after 44 days, he would be able to be concluded with his Naziris Tahara and Shosayayin Umetame Lemesim. Now, we're going to reiterate some of this again with a back and forth from Rabbi Shimon Yochai and his Tamidim. So again, a lot of this is just reiterated. What happens if he's a Nazir Tar u Mitzorah? A Nazir who is Tar and he's a Mitzorah. So, Mahu Shiigalach Taglachas Achas Va'olulukan Ulkan. So, we know that he is a Mitzorah. So, he's doing his Taglachas of Mitzorah. Can that also count for his Taglachas simultaneously? One Taglachas to finish off his Tzaraz and also to go and finish off his Naziris. Can that taglachas count for both? So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai answered his Talmidim back. No, he says, Ein Megalech. You can't do a taglachas that will serve both for the Tzaraz and for the Naziris. So the Talmidim said, Amru lo lama, why not? So he responded back to them, Amalem, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai tells the Talmidim, because Ilu zeh legadel vezeh legadel, they both had the same purpose, so to say, that the taglachas for the Mitzorah was to grow the hair. The first taglachas for the Mitzorah is to grow the hair. And the second taglachas for the Mitzorah is to complete the hair cutting. So if both of them were legadel, if the Tzaraz haircutting that you're doing is to grow the hair afterwards, so the first taglachas is to grow the hair afterwards, and as well, the taglachas of the Naziris were to also be for the growing of the hair, so then I would see it. But the taglachas of the Naziris is the completion. It's not to grow more hair, it's the completion. So the first taglachas of the Mitzorah is to grow hair for 7 days. The second taglachas is not to grow the hair anymore. That's to complete the taglachas process. By a Nazir who's Tahar, so that is to complete the process. So the hair cutting the Mitzorah and the hair cutting the Nazir were both the same. They were both legado. They both to now allow you to grow hair. Or Zelhavir, or they're both completing the process and there's no longer a need to grow hair. You're just getting rid of the hair that you have. So then you would be 100% correct. You theoretically could do a single taglachas and accomplish both. Yofat Temomrim, it would be perfectly fine. However, that's not the case over here. Achshav Nazir Lahavir, the purpose of the Nazir cutting his hair is to remove his hair, to conclude the process. Umitzorah is the first taglachas of Mitzorah is legadol, to grow hair for 7 days. Therefore, they can't be for both. No, so the Talmidim said, okay, below Salo Lime Chiluto, you're right. The first Taglachas in Mitzorah, which is to grow hair, can't be with the Taglachas Tahara of a Nazir, because that's to finish, to get rid of the hair. But why don't we say, Vesalo Lime Sifro, the Taglachas that comes at the end of the 7 days for the Mitzorah, so that's to get rid of the hair. And the Taglachas Tahara of a Nazir is to get rid of the hair. So why couldn't that single Taglachas work for both? So again, Rishon Lakhoi tells him, no, that's incorrect. Bumblehead. If both of them were done before the Zrikas Adamim, you would be right. However, the Mitzorah does his Taglachas before the Zrikas Adamim. He brings his Karbanos only after he's done his Taglachas. Whereas the Nazir first brings his Karbanos and then he does the Taglachas. So therefore, they're not comparable. No, so the Talmidim again asks, okay, so you've just explained why the regular Tzaraz and the regular Naziris can count one Taglachas for both. However, but wait a second, let the first Tzaraz Taglachas and a Taglachas Tumah for a Nazir, which are both coming to allow growth of hair, and there is no carbon by the first Mitzorah Taglachas, so that can't be the factor that one is before the Zrikas Damim and one is after the Zrikas Damim. So why can that single Taglachas accomplish both the Taglachas of the first Mitzorah Taglachas as well as for a Nazir who is Tame, his Taglachas? So Rishon LeKhoi says, no, that also won't work. Omer Lahen, no. Ilu Zelif Nebias Mayim Zelif Nebias Mayim. If they both came before the Tefillah, Bias Mayim here refers to the Tefillah, then you would be right. But you'd be right in that situation. Ella, the Tomei, first, he goes to the mikvah, and only then does he do his taglachas. Whereas the Mitzorah, first he does his taglachas, and only then does he go to the mikvah. Mitzorah lifnei bias mayim. So therefore, that's why a single taglachas can't accomplish both the taglachas needed for a Mitzorah, whether it's the first or second taglachas, nor for also the taglachas of a Nazir, whether he's Tomei or Tar. You need to do an individual taglachas for each of them. You can't double up on the taglachas. Now, some really have over here the Ikar D'Amrei, another version over here, because we're not saying anything new. So Amru Lo, the Talmidim said back to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Yofe Amarto Shalotal Loli Me Sifro Ulin Ziruso. So they said, you're right, we understand why a single Taglachas can't go for the conclusion of the Mitzaras and for his Naziris of Tara, because one is requiring to have the Zrikas Adam first, and the other one has the requirement to have the Taglachas and only the Zrikas Adam afterwards. But why can't it be Salalo Lime Chiluto Vitumaso? Why can't it be that a single Taglachas at the start of the Taglachas of the Mitzorah, what's called after Chiluto, after he's declared to be Tahar, Vitumaso, and the Taglachas that he does at the conclusion of his Tumah period of time, so that single one should count for both? Because this Eligadlo was Eligadlo, because they're both for the purposes of growing new hair. So Shimon Bar Yochai answered them again. This is nothing new. We said this before. Amalhan, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells the Talmidim. He says, in the case of the Nazir Tar, when he's doing the Taglachas Tahara, that's the conclusion. Lahavir, Behu Mitzorah, and if he's also Mitzorah, so that can't be because Eligadlo was Lahavir. If it's the first Taglachas of the Mitzorah, that's to grow the hair. And if it's the Taglachas Tahara, that's to get rid of the hair. Zelahavir. If it was a Nazir Tameh, that's also Legadel, and it's Mitzorah, and it's the first Taglachas of Mitzorah, that's also Legadel. But then we had the problem, it has to do as to when you go to the mikvah. The case of the Mitzorah, he first goes to the mikvah, and only then does the Taglachas. In the case of the Nazir Tameh, he first goes to the mikvah, and only then does his Taglachas. And we turn to Samach Aleph, Omen Aleph, let's finish off the Perek. We have another reiteration of this with the following brisa. Tani Ruchi learned the following brisa. Zelif nebias mayim, and you either have the word chayim or not, but it's really talking about going to a mikvah, so you don't really need the word chayim. It could be this one requires immersion in a mikvah before the taglachas of mitzorah, has to go to the mikvah, and only then does the taglachas. V'zeh the mitzorah li'acha b'yismayim, first goes to the mikvah, and he does taglachas. Likewise, zelif nezrikas domim, zeliach hazrikas domim. He answered also as well that the case of the mitzorah, so he has to do the zrikas dam, and only then he does the taglachas. Whereas the nazir, he first does the zrikas dam, the blood applications, and then does his taglachas. So again, these are all the reasons why a single taglachas can count for two. Finally, we finish off the parak with a quote from the Mishnah, which said, "Shetiglachas hanegev v'chulei," and we ask the following shaila: "Bai Rabbi Rachama, Rabbi Rachama asks, Hane arba tiglachios dikamar, those four times that you have to do taglachas, the person who's a sofek or a vadai that he's tamei and that he is a mitzorah. So in this situation, you have to do the four taglachasin. So tiglachios, these four that we said, is it mishum mitzvah? Are all four of them a mitzvah?" Or do we say, oh, mishum avurei seyer tuma? Or is one of them, and really this is talking about the removal of the nazir's hair on his head when he became tameh, is that just a technical detail, but it's not a mitzvah to use a tar? That's the question. One says, why? L'may nafkamina. So the answer is, avurei benasha. Could you do one of the taglachasim without a tar? Could you do the nazir tameh taglachas with just some sort of a sam, some sort of a debilitatory agent, benasha? If you're telling me, amres mishum mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to go and actually use a tar, so lavur ben ashalot, then using a sam, a depilatory type of a cream, would not be good. However, v'amres mishum ayvuri seir tuma, the only requirement is to remove the hair that was on his head when he was tame, so then afilu sochei nasha nami, then using a depilatory type of a cream would be allowed. So, my, what is the halacha? That's Rami Bachama's question. The other three, the taglachasin before and after the Mesifro of a Mitzorah, that has to be with a tar. The Taglachas of a Nazir Tar, that has to be with a tar. That we learned that through Psukim. The only thing we don't know is, what about the Taglachas Tuma? Does that Taglachas have to be with a tar, or can it be with any sort of a depilatory cream? Because you just want to get rid of the hair, we don't care how. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabba, Toshma. Look at our Mishnah. It said, Umagaleach Arba Taglachios. He has to do four cuttings of the hair. Now, if you're telling me that the Nazir Tuma Taglachas is only to remove the hair, so then it should have said, then sometimes you only have three Taglachasin. Afilu bishalosh nami sagile. However, Shema Mina, since it said that there are arba Taglachios, Mishum Mitzvah, it must be that the Nazir, who's Tame, also has to undergo Taglachas as a mitzvah with the tar. Shema Mina, this is a good proof. This was a long shiur, a little bit of a complicated shiur as well, but it puts us in a very good position. We'll start the new parak, the beautiful ninth parak, tomorrow. With this, we conclude the beautiful eighth parak. Hadron Alecha Shnei Nazirim, Hadron Alecha Shnei Nazirim, Hadron Alecha Shnei Nazirim. Have a wonderful day.